to the book of Acts, chapter number 27. This little thought has sprung up in my heart this evening, and I just want to mind the Lord. Acts 27. Good to see Brother Jamie with us tonight. Pray for me, Brother Jamie, before I preach, would you? Yes. Help us. Yes. Amen and amen. The Bible said, Acts 27, and the Bible said in verse number 9, "Now when much time was spent, when sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them and said to them, 'Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much danger or damage, not only of the lading and ship, but also of our lives.' Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul." Oh, how many times I wished I'd have listened to the preacher. He had helped me out from the Word of God. The Bible said in verse 14, "But not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euryclidon." That means very violent. "When the ship was caught and could not bear up in the wind, we let her drive." Then the Bible said in verse 18, "We being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. The third day we cast out their own hands the tackling of the ship. When neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, it got dark. No small tempest lay on us." And watch this. "All hope that we should be saved," that's a bad place to be, "was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, 'Sirs, you should have hearkened to me, not of loose from Crete that have gained this harm and loss. Now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you but the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, 'Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island.'" And the Bible said in verse 27, "The 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria, 2 weeks now, about midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country, and sounded and found it 20 fathoms. When they had gone a little further, they sounded again and found it 15 fathoms. Then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast 4 anchors out of the stern and wished for the day." You may be seated tonight. Thank you for standing, honoring the reading of the Word of God. I want to preach on this topic this evening, on anchored in the storm. Anchored in the storm. The Bible said that they cast 4 anchors out of the stern and wish for the day. Now I want to say 3 things about these anchors tonight before I get these points in the Word of God. First of all, they had anchors that they carried. It's very important to have anchors. They wasn't looking for where the anchors were. They knew where they were. And I want to encourage you tonight, as a child of God, know where your anchors are at. might not be time to send a text or an email. Somebody send me some anchors. They better be on board your ship where you're traveling tonight. These anchors were carried, but then these anchors were cast. I'm glad that they knew what to do with an anchor. An anchor's never intended to weight the boat down, but the anchor brings stability in a stormy night. Not only were their anchors carried, and not only were their anchors casting, but I sure am glad their anchors was a catching hold. I'm glad I got somebody that's got me anchored into this thing tonight. And as a child of God, I'd love to tell you, if you love Jesus and you serve God, I'd love to tell you that the wind will never get up. I'd love to tell you that the sun would always be shining. But Paul found it in his life in a very, very hard place. Not because he didn't love God, but it found him while he was loving God. Now, let's look at these anchors tonight that I believe the Holy Ghost has pinned down that sure will hold when the storm is a-raging. First of all, he said this in verse 24, I'm glad we've got an anchor in God. The young man said it tonight, I know nothing, no place else to talk better of than one person tonight. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad I'm anchored in God. I'm glad my anchor's not in Buddha tonight, or Muhammad, or Confucius. I'm glad it ain't even anchored in the Baptist faith tonight. But my anchor is anchored in God. You'll notice in verse 24, the Bible saying, fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all of them that sail with thee. Matter of fact, you may be in better care with a man of God than what you know it to be tonight. Paul simply said that he believed God. Now I want to say in God's person. In verse 24, he's saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee. I'm glad we got a given God tonight. I'm glad we got a good God. And so therefore, we see God's person. Did you know God is the omnipotent one? God is the self-existing one. God is the Holy One. God's the all-seeing one. Why, He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's everything tonight. And I sure am glad that we can be anchored in God's person. But then look in verse 23. I'm glad that we're anchored in God's protection. He said, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. Now, I don't know what you believe in angels tonight, but we're not to worship angels, but I sure am glad that God's got some angels that's looking over all of His children. Matter of fact, God's been looking over us a long time, and we really never did know it. But in Hebrews chapter number 1, the Bible says simply this, in Hebrews 1 and 13, but to which of the angels said he at any time, set on my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? There's a sovereign God that knows where me and you was before we got saved. It was no accident that you got out of that car wreck, friend. It was a God that had you in safekeeping. And I'm going to tell you, if you can't shout about being saved, you ought to shout that you ain't going to hell tonight. God had angels watching about us when we wasn't even looking. Oh, I sure am glad we're in the protection of an Almighty God tonight. He says, who I am and whom I serve. Now, he said that these angels were sent forth to minister to them who shall be heirs of salvation. Listen to me. God died for everybody. Paid a ransom for all. But it didn't take God by surprise the day you got saved. God knows everything tonight. God's never had to think of nothing. And God's been looking about us a long, long time. You'll notice in your Bibles in the book of Psalms, I think it's about chapter 34. I want you to watch there this evening. I'm glad we can throw an anchor out in God, in God's person, and in God's protection. But over in the book of Psalms, I want you to notice with me chapter number 34, verse number 7. You ought to underline it in your Bibles. Psalms 34 and verse number 7. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Now that's 17. But I want you to look at 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him, and delivereth them. I sure am glad we've got a God that will dispatch angels to our benefit. We can throw an anchor out tonight in God, in God's person, in God's protection. But look in verse 24. There's God's proclamation saying, "Fear not, Paul, for thou must be brought before Caesar." Now, you know, aren't you glad he's the peace bringer this evening? The disciples in the upper room were gathered, and Jesus came unto them and He said, "Peace be unto you." Then He said it again, "Peace be unto you." And the Bible said then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. I'm glad tonight there's a proclamation where He says, "Fear not." That'll let you ease your mind a little bit. You know something, fear will keep us very busy. So many times our mind runs away. And this week I was having a very stressful day. I told Renee, I said, "Listen, I'll be back in a few minutes. I got to go into my altar." Honey, let me tell you, when I went in there and when I knelt down, but when I come out, I was a different man. I'm glad there's a God in heaven that can say, "Peace, be still." He can do something for you that nobody else can do. I'm glad there's a God in heaven that'll cry, "Peace, be still. Peace, be still. Fear not." Thank God there's a proclamation tonight. God says, "Fear not." I sure am glad we can throw an anchor out in God tonight. In His person, in His protection, in His proclamation. But I want to say you can throw an anchor out in His promise. Verse 25. "Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer." Underline it, highlight it, go home and lay your head down. I believe God. I believe Him more tonight than I've ever believed Him. God keeps all of His promises in this day. And this hour. Matter of fact, He can do something, men, you can't do tonight. I want to show it to you. Look in Romans 4, verse 21. Romans 4 and verse 21. You're talking about a very impactful verse. It's amazing what's in our Bible. But in Romans chapter number 4, and I want you to look in verse number 21. The Bible says, "And therefore are being fully persuaded that what He had promised, He was able also to perform." Have you ever promised something that you couldn't perform? God never has. Everything He's ever promised, He's able to keep that promise. And I sure am glad tonight that when storms come, I can anchor in God. In God's person, in God's protection, in God's proclamation, in God's promise. But I love God's providence. Look what He said in verse 26. "Howbeit we must be cast upon a certain island." Now that word "must be," you know what that means? Must be. You see, there are times in our life when we must be in a particular situation. I don't want to be, but I must be. And I want you to notice what God says about it. He wrote something else about His providence. 1 Peter chapter number 1. We don't serve a God tonight that's sitting there rubbing His hands together wondering what He's going to do or wondering what we're going to do. God knows everything tonight. And in 1 Peter chapter number 1, Notice these need-bes come up. Now, he said in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy," aren't you glad it's abundant tonight, "hath begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, fadeth not away." You can put your name right here if you're washed in the blood of Jesus. "Reserved in heaven for you who are kept," not by me, I'd have lost it a long time ago, "but who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." Here it is. Here's the thought. "Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations." That word means manifold is variegated. It means different. There's different experiences. Watch in verse 7, talking about the providence of God, "that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise, honor, and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, and whom though now you see Him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory." In them trial and fiery experiences, I don't like going through them. But I can tell you right now tonight, I'm a better man, I'm a better Christian, I'm a better preacher, because the providence of God has set me on a course through places that I didn't want to go. But ain't you glad we got an all-seeing God? And if He sets the course, He'll see you through the course tonight. I sure am glad we can throw an anchor out in God. God sees about all of His children. There are no accidents. There's been times, a lot of people I've heard as a young preacher, "Oh, you should never ask God a question. You should never ask God why." Well, I want to tell you, as an older preacher now, there's been a lot of times in my life I said, "Lord, why?" And if you live long, you go ask some questions why. The Son of God asked the Father, "Why hast Thou forsaken me?" Let me tell you what. These different trials that come in our life, they're not by accident. They've got to pass the throne of the Father before they get to me and you. And I don't care what anybody says, God is sovereign. God's on the throne. If He wasn't ruling and reigning and in charge of this old world, we'd be in a big mess tonight. But let me tell you something. The devil is no match for our God. This world is no match for our God. Now, I want to be the first one to tell you this. I don't understand some things about God. But I know this, God's in charge. God turns the lights on and He turns the lights out. God gives life and God brings death. But I sure am glad one thing. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. You know, all of us, we have children that do things that sometimes we don't go along with and just don't like. But at the end of the day, if you got any heart in you at all, that's your youngin'. And let me tell you something. God sees about all of His children individually. God's concerned with us individually. God don't see us corporately as a number. God sees us as an individual. He's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. God knows our hearts and what we need. I thank the Lord for some prayers God ain't answered. When He was looking about me, and I didn't even know it, I sure am glad tonight when the storms get high, the nights get dark, I can throw an anchor out in God. But then look in verse 25 of our text in Acts 27. Not only do we need to learn how these anchors on board to throw an anchor out in God, you better have these anchors on board. Matter of fact, If you want to be saved, you can be saved. He can get on board with you tonight. I'm glad I ain't got to go to looking where God is. I'm glad He lives in me tonight. They had these anchors available. They had them secured. They knowed how to get their hands on them. You better learn how to get your hands on some anchors. There'll be times we don't have answers, but thank God we got some anchors. You hear your preacher tonight? There'll be times you don't have answers. You better know where your anchors are. I want to say it again. Feels so good. I need to say it again. There'll be times in this life you don't have answers, but thank God we got anchors. Anchored in God. Number two, I'm glad we can be anchored in faith. Verse 25. This is a big word. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. You know, faith is taking God at His word. God has never instructed us to live by blind faith. God wants us to live the faith life by what He has said to us in His Word. You remember that night that Peter got out of the boat to go to Jesus. And he simply said this word, Lord, if it be Thou, bid me to come to You on the water. As a young preacher, I had a field day with them folks that didn't get out of the boat. But it's amazing what you learn when you study your Bible and you get older. The Lord didn't say nothing to them. He said it to Peter. He said, we'll come. So Peter walked on the water to go to Jesus. By the way, he walked on the water. And so simply faith is this tonight, taking God at what He has said to you. It's not blind faith. It's relying upon what God has said. And folks, let me tell you something. This right here is going to stand when the world's burning. This is going to stand. It's wonderful. Speak to my heart. And you know, I'm glad that I can throw an anchor out in faith. A faith in His Word. I got faith in His work. Liberty Baptist Church has never took God by surprise. God's been so faithful. God has supplied our every need according to His riches and glory. You know, this August I'll be preaching 30 years. I can look back in the young ministry. Brother Mike, God has always proved Himself faithful. God has taught me some hard lessons. But also in life, you look back through your life, God has always been faithful. And I'm glad tonight I'm throwing anchor out in faith. He said, I simply, for I believe God. Do you believe God? Every word He said is so and can be trusted. Did you know that He holds this word above His name is what He said? This word is so valuable tonight. I'm glad I can be anchored in the storm in God, in faith. And then look in verse 31. I'm glad we can be anchored in the ship. Somebody say amen there tonight. Look what Paul said. Paul said to the centurion, the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Tonight I'm glad I'm anchored in the ship. In Matthew 16:18, Jesus said something about the church that I believe with all of my heart. Matthew 16:18, Jesus made this statement. He said, I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And he ain't got to ask nobody about nothing. I will build my church is what Jesus said. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, we all know the gates of hell comes against the church every day. There's battles. There's struggles. But Jesus said, let me tell you something. There's safety in the church tonight. I sure am glad that I'm in the blood-washed band. And I want to say, according to the local New Testament church, any place you ever see where God was working, He was working through that local New Testament church. The only way you're going to be blessed is to be hooked in to the local New Testament church. Somebody said something come up in our family this week, and they made this statement, well, they love God. I said, where do they go to church? They said, well, I don't reckon they go nowhere. And I asked this question, not being a smart at it, but how can you love God and not be a part of a local church? We make excuses. All kinds of excuses. Well, I slept late Sunday. Well, why don't you sleep late Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and get late at your job? Well, I don't want to go down there with all them germs. Well, what, do you get your groceries sent in? Man, I walked in Kroger this week, Brother Lee. I pulled me one of them sanitizers. Wiped that rail off. Wiped. Y'all done got me into a germ foe around here. Amen. Why don't we just trust God? Why don't we just trust God? He said, lest you abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Now, I want to say something tonight. I think if we always look at results as a preacher or a pastor, we won't be preaching long. Let me tell you something. God's doing more at the local New Testament church than the devil will ever show us. It does mean something to keep the doors open. Thank God for Bible teaching to encourage my heart. Thank God for old-fashioned singing that helps me. You know why we need old-fashioned singing? We need something that'll move our heart, not our foot. Psalms and hymns. Tonight I'm glad I can be anchored in the ship. Paul said to the centurion, to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. There's life in the church. There's protection in the church. I wonder how many times, even if I wasn't a preacher, and if I would just attended a Holy Ghost church, I wonder how much trouble God would have kept me out of. Let me tell you something. We need guidance. We need encouragement. We need rebuke. We need exhortation. I'm glad I'm throwing anchor in the church. Tonight I went to a funeral home. It's sad when you go to funerals. They call me, don't have a preacher. That's so sad. Everybody needs a preacher. Tonight I went into a funeral home that a man's part of a church. There's probably three or four different church families at that funeral home. What are you saying? I'm saying when you got the anchor thrown out in the local church, you'll get some support. You'll get some help. Thank God that when we weep, we got others that will weep with us. Thank God when hard times hit, we got somebody to go in hard times with us. We need the church. And lastly, I'm glad I can throw an anchor that's on board in God. He loves us. I'm glad I can throw an anchor out in faith. Believe God. I'm glad I can throw an anchor out in the ship tonight. Lastly, verse 33, he said something about meat. While the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, this day is the 14th day that you've tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing. Wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health. For there shall not a hair fall from the head of any of you. That's amazing. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God and presence of them all. When he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer. And they also took some meat. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter number 5, verse number 11, big difference in a milk diet and a meat diet. Hebrews 5, verse number 11. He said, of whom ye've many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing you're dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But verse 14, where I want to get to. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. I'm glad I've got some meat of the Word of God that I can anchor in tonight. The Word Jesus saves is wonderful, but I'm glad I know why Jesus saves tonight. And I'm glad I know how Jesus keeps me saved tonight. Oh my goodness, when you've got meat in the storms of life, you can throw an anchor in it. And you know what you can say, whatever comes to you tomorrow, God, I've done the best I know to do to live for you, and you've allowed this to happen. Let me tell you something. God only disciplines His children. God don't spank the neighbor's kids. God sees about all of His children. I want to say that this is why I want to try to keep my life clean. When things come in my life, I sure am glad I ain't sat over there and dared God and said, come on over here. But I know the trials of faith will help me. God will help me through them. But we better learn, there's some anchors that we better learn to carry on board. And cast them, because God's anchors hold tonight in the midst of the storm. I thank you.